What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino. Now, how you feeling? How you feeling, Predator?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You pulled a 180 on me last night. You got me all hot and bothered, and then said you had a headache.
Well, what I did is
10:05. Uh-huh. And says, hey, I'm thinking about playing some Predator. Do you want me to rally the boys? I could also go to sleep. And I'm like, did you just offer an out for your own suggestion?
Well, here's what it was in my head, is that I was exhausted.
That's all such right? a Let Nick Scarpino thing to do. I want you to know I'm cool, but I don't actually want to hang out with you guys.
It's only Tuesday, but I'm exhausted like it's been a full week already. And so I desperately want to play fun video games and have fun. The whole reason we do all this work is to have fun eventually. But I feel like the chores and the work, like we had a late call last, it's just, it keeps pushing. You know what I mean? So it was that thing of, I want to play a game, but I'm really tired. But I want to. So I'll text Nick. And I'm assuming it was that thing where, you know how it's like when somebody's a clear your mind kind of thing? I was like, I'll text Nick. And if Nick's in, I'm in. If Nick's out, I'm out. And when you said I'm in, I said I'm out. Like, it was like I had it cleared of like, what do I really want to do right now? And I'm like, I want to go to fucking bed. Like, I don't want to.
You text me and I was like, I'm so tired, but I really want to play this game, but I'm so tired. And then when you were out, I was like, cool, I'm gonna go back to watching that 70s show on Netflix.
Man. The life you lead during this quarantine slash just your life in general. You know what I mean?
The toef.
Dude. Over there. He's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas treat, Latino heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The globe trotting, head shotting nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
Woo. Glad to be here, guys. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
It's a nice sunny day outside. A really nice day.
It's pretty outside.
Yeah. Good for a walk, Greg. You ever been on a walk lately?
I've urban hiked in here and there. You know Since what I mean? When? I've gotten out there and walked. Oh, a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A long time.
Yeah. Have you been out walking?
I just went right now. Went for a little walk.
Describe some of the things you saw, you fucking liar.
Walk to CVS.
Show me the CVS bags, you coward.
He's got receipts.
He's got receipts.
You have to get stuffed.
Oh, it's a two-bag trip from CVS. How many fucking tequitos did he buy?
I can't hear you if you're all talking. Sorry.
What did he get? Okay. I like this bags.
You got two bags of CVS goods. That's a lot of goods. We want to play guess what's in Andy's bag.
He got some Flamin' Hot Cheetos for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
So are you sure you want to go with that answer, Nick?
Yeah, we each get to lock in one thing.
Andy, look into your camera. It's either Flamin' Hot Cheetos or Takis. It's Takis. Okay, he got the Takis.
Are y'all locking it in?
I think we should each lock in a pick.
Each one gets a guess. Yeah. My guess is Takis.
Go ahead, Greg.
Now it's Andy, so you have to assume he got something that he absolutely didn't need, like a carton of milk or some product that he's just like, I feel like I need this, but
you're already locked in. You're locked in.
Don't get in my head while I try to make my pick. Because I feel like there's probably a sundry in there he needs, a deodorant, a toothpaste, something like that.
There's definitely a thing that is not edible, not snack related. Well, I guess it's edible, but it's vitamins. Toothpaste. I got vitamins.
Damn it, you motherfuckers. That was my guess.
That was your guess, Tim. You get a point, man. You get a point.
I'm gonna toss a soda in there. He's got a soda in there.
What kind?
Ooh.
Bonus points.
Mountain Dew.
But what kind?
The focus.
No, I like it. It's adding even more mystery to what's in the bag. I can't see you, period.
You think?
All right, I'm saying Mountain soda. Dew. Bonus point, Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Nick says, what'd you say?
Takis. I bet he got some Takis.
And then,
because it feels like a hot day, some Takis would be good.
No, they wouldn't.
Tim?
My locking guarantee was vitamins, like for sure. Andy got some vitamins. He always got those bites, right? Mm-hmm. But then below that, my next step would be goldfish, because I know Andy loves his goldfish, but I don't know that he would need to necessarily buy more, because I feel like he would always have some. Like, I don't see him finishing goldfish too often. Then the step below that would be not vitamins, but some other thing that's like health related that he really doesn't need.
I got some probiotic and prebiotic.
You get both in there.
What is what?
Do those? Is that vitamins?
Or is it before and after you eat?
Greg Miller.
Damn it! Ooh. Got the soda right.
I got the soda right. But it's CCZ all the way, baby. If I see CCZ, I'm getting it.
That's a cherry Coke Zero. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're an audio listener.
And Tim,
wait, what was in the rest of the bag? You had way more in that bag than that. And he got the goldfish.
This boy, dude.
Oh, the rest in the bag, more CCZ, honestly. I got three bottles.
See, I've been doing this thing.
You can't shake your head though, Nick. The size of my Honda.
Oh, Civic. No, like Andy and I are on the same page. Here's how I started the quarantine was I'm like, we've come full circle. We've bookended my addiction to Coke Zero. At first, I'm like, this isn't going to last that long. So I'm just going to go to the corner store and I'm going to spend a tremendous amount of money getting the 1 liter or like the bottles of soda, right? Then at a certain point, I'm like, I got to just go to Target. I got to suck it up, go to Target and start getting a 12 pack because this is getting way too expensive.
Yeah.
Now, as we enter the end phase, hopefully, of quarantine, on wood, I've gone back to just doing the trips to the corner store and spending $10 every time I go to get 4 bottles of Coke Zero. And it's completely outrageous.
I know what you mean, Nick. I'm totally with you. I'm the same way where I would buy like 3 20 ounces at a time. And then eventually Alyssa was like, oh, we're going to Target. Let us know if you want anything. So they brought back a giant, a couple of 24 packs or whatever. But it's gotten to that point where those have ran out. All right, time to buy some bottles. Guys, I'm going to give you one more chance to guess at a bonus item.
Bonus item. Can we get a category, an aisle like we'd find it in?
I will say that.
Is it one of those stupid breakfast bars that you get sometimes where it looks like you're just eating?
Is this your guess, Nick? I mean,
yeah, if you want to waste your guess and lock it in before he gives us the hot tip. Yeah.
Give us I apologize. You're right.
What aisle? Okay.
Whatever the fuck your name is.
This item.
This I item is my mom. It's like Tim Craig Eddie. What?
This item is refrigerated.
Ooh. Mm. Is it another cherry Coke Zero?
I gotcha.
I think do you have something to write it down with? Because I think we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I don't want you all to cheat. Yeah, yeah.
It's refrigerated. The only thing I can guess is a sugar-free Red Bull or some sort of energy drink.
Nick is on Josh pretty all over again.
Yeah.
But it's Andy pretty.
You getting Look Who's Talking Heads was a fucking good pull. That was a good pull. Sometimes I think to myself, I'm like, I could have beat him. And then I'm like, I didn't have the stuff that day.
You didn't have the stuff. You ready, Tim?
Almost. I'm saying. Second. Okay, yeah, I am ready.
Uh-oh. I'm saying he had string cheese.
Ooh, great answer, Greg. I was going to say that, but what I said instead, because it's the right answer.
Hemorrhoid cream.
Baby carrots.
Baby carrots. Fuck, that is a great pick. Wow, that is a great pick.
Look at this face.
These are great picks, guys. These are great picks.
Uh-huh.
Nick, are you sure you want to lock in your energy drink?
I'm going to go energy drink. I'm going to go with it. Because you got a lot of nitro rifle playing.
God, you guys are so close, man.
God, I almost said Lunchable. Yeah. I almost said Lunchable. Fuck.
Damn it. Come on, Greg. And now I also got beef jerky.
That's smart. That's good. Here's my next question for you, Andy Cortez. When you got up to get the bags, I saw your gams, right? Your legs here in these b-ball and shorts. Do you put on pants when you go to the CVS or do you rock these shorts?
I wore these shorts because it's a warm day today.
It is a warm day.
Yeah, I wanted the sun hitting every area it could.
Yeah.
And also before that, I was doing some Yusuf workouts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How's just it going? Has he been calling you at random? Like you?
He has been calling me. Yeah, it's usually when I'm on stream. Nice. It's gotten to the point where I've blocked his number several times. He keeps coming up with new numbers. But yeah, I'll do some up downs. I'll do some of these the jump squats that he told me to do. I did that as well. Working the butt, working the thighs. I got a fucking fat dumper ass, dude.
Let me see.
I've got a fat ass.
Give me a 360 on that, bro.
I keep having to take off my headphones.
It's fine. Don't worry. We don't talk shit when you take them off.
We're just objectifying your body right now. No big deal.
Look at this fucking sex in a Splatoon shirt.
What a this ass.
No, you see, it doesn't look bad.
It's the lighting.
Take off the shorts.
And I'm looking through the window reflection. I'm like, God, it's a fucking fat dumper.
Turn your light on so we can see the full thing. You're contrasty right now. There it is.
I didn't hear you. I thought he couldn't hear us.
That's not that big, Bobby. Oh, there it is. When you lean over, you get a little bit of
it out.
It's a dumper, dude.
Well, it's very in vogue right now, thanks to the Kardashians. So you're fine.
Great. It all happened. Kevin, I just sent assets a video that I'd like to pull up for this conversation.
And you might be wondering who that fourth voice is. Mm-hmm. It's Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, a.k.a. the verified one at Tim Getty's.
Let's invoke. Hey, so this video that we have pulled up right now is from our friend Yoshi Sudarsu.
Where'd you put it?
Click on Kevin's game.
Oh, an assets. I see.
Yeah. He was a former Blue Power Ranger in one of the seasons. Couple seasons. Me and Greg met him when we did the Power Rangers versus Voltron thing. Yusuf's been doing all of his workout videos. And I'm like, you cannot be more impressive than this man. It's impossible. And then I saw this.
Is he going to eat the grass? Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Whoa. Holy shit.
If you're an audio listener, yeah. He does a push-up. Then he pops real quick up to on one arm. Then does this weird point outwards thing. Then he does a front flip, right?
Let's just say he does a front flip and lands on his feet from a push-up position.
Yeah, there you go. That's good. No, yeah, I guess that
which is sense. Ridiculous.
And he's unbelievable. He's in like Andy kind of shorts.
Yeah, it looks like, just Andy like
could
Andy.
Do this.
Should I try it,
Andy? What that's do you think really he got amazing. At CVS today?
What? What's up?
What kind of lunchable did he get at CVS?
He got the baby carrots.
He got the nachos, dude. Should I try? It? Hot.
That's nice. That's, yeah, mm-hmm. go for it,
Andy.
Oh God, Andy, you're gonna break your skull.
I hope he fucking kickflips that table over. Oh, he's doing a bed. He's gonna try on the bed.
Trying the bed.
Man, look at him show off that.
Is the title of this episode "Can Andy Do a Backflip"?
It's a forward flip, right?
It was a forward flip. It's even harder.
There it goes. Yeah, point. You got a point.
There you go. Point. There it is. Yeah. There it is.
He's getting his center of gravity.
Oh. He did it. He did it. Audio listening. He did it.
Now he's up there. Okay. Do me a favor, Corey Cudney, cut that together so it looks like he lands on his feet. If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four best friends come together to shoot the shit around the table. If you like that, head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get each and every episode without the ads, with the exclusive post show. You can be part of it with your questions, comments, concerns, and everything under the video game sun, and you can just hang out with us. If not, no big deal. You can get it on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week when it goes up there with the ads. No post show. It's sad, but if you can support us, it's great. Speaking of support, let's give a shout out to our Patreon producers, Mohammed, a.k.a. Momo, Al Tribesman, The Predator, and Blackjack. Today, we're brought to you by kindoffunny.com/Mizzou, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's dive in to the Kind of Funny podcast.
Do you think that our producers could become their own Guardians of the Galaxy? Like if we got Momo, we got Blackjack, and we got The Predator, like and who else?
The fourth.
Al Tribesman. Momo, Al Tribesman, and Blackjack are.
Oh, so there's three. There's three
podcasts this month.
I feel like they could kind of start their own superhero league. Like just based on the names alone. You know, think of Gamora, you think of Drax, you think of Momo, right?
You think of Momo, Predator.
You think of Star Lord, you think Blackjack. Of Iron Man, you think of Blackjack, and the Thanos, you think of the Predator.
Huh. We didn't call Thanos the Thanos. The Mad Titan, that's what we called them, remember?
That's it.
That was good.
Remember when Marvel movies came out?
What a crazy time that was.
Those were the days.
You know what I mean?
What came out? That?
Marvel movies? I think was that what you said?
Yeah, that's right. That's what I said.
Remember when any movie came out? That was fun.
That was a piece of...
How long do you think it was? So, okay, let's put it this way. If everyone comes back online by the end of May, right? So June, everyone's still got to do social distancing. Everyone's got to still... wear masks when we go into stores and like that. How long until
you're supposed to sleep in separate beds from my wife?
I don't think you ever had to do that per se, Greg. I don't know who told you that, but I think it's fine if you're, as long as you're together. I mean, theoretically, because you live in an apartment with all of them, you can sleep with whomever you please in there.
They started that a year ago, actually.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Sorry.
Now, if she's making you sleep on the dog bed next to the bed, that's 100% acceptable.
Which one? We got dog beds for days in this place.
You ever think about using that little ramp Porty uses to get up to the bed? You ever just think, I could use that ramp?
We got rid of that ramp now. He never sees that. He stopped using it, and then it was becoming a hazard of him. I don't want him empowered thinking he gets off the bed.
Got it.
Now in the morning, he'll wake me up because he wants to go out. And then I get up and I push him to Jen. She holds him. I go to the bathroom or do whatever. When I come back, he'll walk to the edge of the bed and then just dance on the edge of the bed because he wants down. And then I put him down.
Here's what I'm proposing.
I'm listening.
We gather a bunch of money. We gather a bunch of funds.
I like it so far.
This is all on you. Gotcha. This is your part of the project, right? For the rest of us, well, maybe I'll just watch the final project. I don't know how much I want to be involved. I like to be separated from
church and state.
Yes, exactly. What I'm thinking is we make a nonfiction/fiction movie about Porty, and it's called The Wiener, but it is shot-for-shot remake of The Wrestler starring Mickey Rourke.
Sure.
And it's one of those things where you don't know, like, you don't want him to feel empowered to go out for that one last match. And in this case, it's the one last walk up the bed.
Sure.
Like you don't want him feeling like he can do it because it could end him. It could be that. Go ahead, Nick Scarpino.
Now, can I ask a question? If sure. I'm totally all in for this, but if you recall, the end of The Wrestler ends with Mickey Rourke just jumping off the top rope.
Uh-huh.
And like he just does the move.
Maybe he's dead, maybe he's not. You don't know.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So what I'm saying is, can we end this just by throwing Porty off the top rope? And if he lands and survives, there it is. Yes, Greg Miller.
Cut to black. Go ahead, Greg.
I like where our heads are at on this. Uh-huh. Right, I like what we're talking about here, but we do need to make sure that we get Marissa Tomei back, and all her scenes of making out with Porty are shot for shot.
100%. I think she'd be fine with that. I think she'd be okay. She's a professional. That's him.
As the money guy, I'm not sure the whole bestiality angle is cool yet in 2020. Okay. Like maybe once we get through this whole COVID thing.
Jerry Seinfeld made a fucking movie where he was a bee. All right,
he was fucking a woman.
I've never seen bee movie, but I don't think I saw that.
I think that was part of it, wasn't he? In
love, there's a straight up sex scene. Yeah, he's. Go ahead, Nick.
Oh, Tim, how many years until bestiality is okay?
I don't want to give it a number because I am not the, you know, set authority on such Here's matters.
Don't get me wrong. I saw The Wrestler once and loved it, but I don't remember it being like a hardcore porn thing.
No, she'd give a little smooch here and there. Maybe
exactly.
A little.
Exactly. People love it. It'll be cute when the dog gets kisses. Everybody loves the dog.
Everyone loves dog kisses.
It's a dog right now. I'm not saying you have to get in there and like fucking... Her, you know, Portillo's nose is completely in her mouth, even though I love this visual now.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Fucking pervert. You're not, it's 2020, Greg. It's not time yet.
Hey, he's old enough. The dog's like 80 years old, dude.
He's a dog pretty good little Tomei.
You know? Like, it's like, you know, that's the whole thing, man. I don't know. We need contracts. We need
you've
paw prints.
Too far. It's just, yeah, I'm thinking about it. There has to be, what about the Shaggy Dog movie? There's got to be a movie where. Somebody
Howard the Duck.
Okay, I'm not the guy trying to get those movies funded. That's the thing. Like they have other perverts over there making their fucking money off these snuff films.
I think Tim makes a great point because I don't know if MeUndies is going to want to fund a bestiality movie.
They definitely would. Have you read their copy?
Though, you know, I'm not right enough. I'm saying we're already running into some things that I see as potential issues.
Sure,
not that they're deal breakers.
Yeah.
But maybe ease off of the bestiality a little bit.
Patreon supporter Chance Carter in the chat says, if giving your dog kisses on the mouth is bestiality, we're all going to jail. And that's what I agree with. You know what I mean?
Very true.
Thank you.
Did he say that in chat?
Yeah,
he said that in chat. Oh, I thought that was a pre-written question. David. Jesus, he's on it.
How did he know? He was like, it's only a matter of time until they start talking about bestiality again. So I'm going to
throw this
in. That's a great idea to put up a Patreon like submission thing of just like put in your response to what you think the guys might say here. So we have just a list of shit to be like, well, as you can see, the lure.
I guess what I look forward to more in this movie, the most in this movie that's getting made, the wiener, it's called the wiener, but the same font as The Wrestler. Yeah. I just picture like thinking about him on the top of that bed doing the Ram Jam thing. Tim, have you seen this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Picture him doing the Ram Jam thing. Like, I forgot the hand movements. I forgot what they were. But God, what a movie, dude. I think about The Wrestler. It's a movie that I've only seen twice. But gosh, I just wish I could watch it all the time.
I could go for another viewing of it. That could be something to do.
Yeah, has Jen watched it?
I doubt it.
It's such a good movie, dude.
What is it? I'm just an old, worn out piece of meat.
Yeah.
Beat them. I know more from the movie I was in with Danny Mac. That thing. What's it called?
Heel Kick.
Heel kick, right. They do that. I know their impression of it now more than I know the actual scene with Mickey Rourke.
That's not Mickey Rourke. If Tim can get together this money, I think we've got something big on our hands.
I mean, how much money do we need? It can't be that much. We got the cameras already. We got the dog.
We don't have to do social distancing. I think Greg can film it on his own. We can comp in green screen and whatever we need in.
Marissa Tomei might be a bit
I'm
of
looking
a
her up. I'm looking
she might be cost prohibitive. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, what's your going rate?
Probably for right now, I would have to imagine at least $500,000 to be in a pick.
Oof. But like, Nick, let me ask
you. Hold on. Full time out before I do it, because I'm ready to do it. Is it a bad look to just tweet at Marissa Tomei a photo of Portillo and go, how much to be in a movie with this dog?
Hey, that's better than I thought. What you were gonna
say. Honestly.
I think honestly, that's acceptable, but definitely don't use the words make out or I would even avoid kiss.
Okay, really. I would say avoid bestiality altogether.
We're not, it's not bestiality. Like, get off of that. We're not talking about that anymore.
She'll give him, just give him some cuddles.
Well, it's like in movies. There's not, there, people aren't actually fucking. Like,
do you think that we should, do you think we should stipulate that there will be full frontal nudity in this film, but it will just be porty?
Okay. No, we're getting too deep into negotiations.
Okay.
Hey, hey, at Marissa.
Yeah, it's like right now we're just trying to like put it out, see if she bites.
Just put the feelers out. Put the feelers out. See how much she's worth.
Because I feel like if she's interested, that could potentially lower her going grade, right? That could, that's, we have the power in this power struggle, right?
If she might offer to do it for scale, for sure.
Exactly. If she shows it like, why I am interested, we'll be like, okay, gotcha, right?
Here's like, she'll ask for points on the back end or something.
Oh, she would give her points. It's not going to make any money. So here's what I'll say. We'll see if we can't get it for scale. And because I'm sure she'll love the script. But when she meets Porty, he's so cute, she'll want to work with him. Then we play the, he's also 178 years old and could die at any moment.
Yeah, we got to then she'll want to make out with him.
Quick. Yeah. Right,
so this is your last chance to make out with him.
Here's what I'm doing. I'm starting small, all right? Because we're you know, testing the water. This is like how they got Kate Blanchett in the Borderlands movie, right? You just start, just little you know, little things. We're not getting into the brass tacks of it, right? This is the appetizer. Hey, at Marissa Tomei, what would your interest level for being in a movie with this dog be? And then it's a really cute photo of Porty when he got surgery on his paw or whatever. So he's got a cute little cast looking thing on.
Okay.
Can you also attach the one from when they sent you a picture of him from doggy daycare and he looked like he was fucking dead?
I remember that one. His tongue hanging out of his face. No, he got hit by
dog. Is there like a make-a-wish for dogs?
Oh.
No, that's a good question. Here.
Huh. Here's the thing. We're not going to lie.
But if you put it out there, well, I mean, here's the thing. We have power. We can make it a thing. Like, why aren't these dogs getting their what's the nicest thing you could ever hear that's like heartbreaking?
We may be a pro foot bagger
where their owners take them out and like give them the like in and out and all that stuff, right? You hear that all the time, and it's just like heartwarming. It's like, I feel like we can make a side business to Kind of Funny that is just that, like where we kind of help people let their dogs go out the way they want to. Everyone's gonna be behind this.
I feel like I'm phrasing this wrong. What would your interest level for being in a movie with this dog be?
I like how much would it cost to get you in a movie with this dog.
It sounds very aggressive. You know what I mean? It sounds like Marissa in the street corner.
Do you feel like Marissa Tomei is the kind of person that wants to be placated? Marissa Tomei is a no bullshit human being. She wants to get to brass fucking tacks as fast as possible. Yeah. She was in a movie with Joe Pesci, for Christ's sake. Think about that. Have you been in a movie with Joe Pesci? When's the last time you were in a movie with Joe Pesci, Greg?
Me? It's been a while. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It sounds like whenever you are good, if you're gonna ask the question the way Nick wants it, like you have to start it off with, "Hey, you dumb broad." How much to be in a movie with this dog?
Let's put it this way: I've never met Marissa Tomei, but I respect her way more than all of you combined.
Oh sure,
just throw that out there.
It's out there. The tweet's out there. I followed her too, so I should be able to get some good eyes on this. You know what I mean? She retweeted something from 9 hours ago. So
okay,
cool. She's active enough.
Active.
Yeah. Well, maybe not. 9 hours ago, she retweeted something. Before that, she retweeted something from May 5th. Before that, she retweeted something from March 25th.
Well, now
she's on today.
She's getting maybe.
Can we maybe, if we don't get a response for her in the next 30 minutes, can we tweet? Can we at Robert Downey Jr. and see if he can text her to respond?
Sure. I love it. I love right where your head's at on that one. That's a great one. That's a great way to work together with it. All right, cool. So hold on, 30 minutes?
I would say, I would put a 30-minute countdown right when you're going to do the ad for whatever thing we're getting Mizzou's doing with us. I would say like right after that, we hey, Siri, check in on it.
Set a 30-minute timer.
Your timer is set for 30 minutes.
All right, we won't forget now. We got a lot to cover on this show.
Could you also text Yusuf and make sure he calls Andy at some point because Andy's in need of a workout. Thank you.
Hey, Siri. Text Yusuf. Call Andy.
Your message to Yusuf Maggot says call Andy. Ready to send it?
Yes.
Now, here's the question, though, Greg. Like a little Kevin Bacon game here, right?
Oh, sure.
RDJ, I love this. I get it. That's fantastic. But what is the closest we can actually get to Marissa Tomei via our connections?
I like that idea a lot. can I just say I like that idea a lot, and that's a fun show you just created. Nick Scarpino, you want to derail it already? What's up?
No, just a question for everyone. Oh God.
How is this show getting better week by week?
I love it. Of course.
Oh God.
Nick hit himself in his face with his microphone and unplugged it, I think.
Yeah, it fell. Does anyone know Tom Holland? Can anyone text Tom Holland?
No, we don't. We don't.
Okay. We should work on that, Andy.
Okay. And
be cool if you were friends with him. He's a cool guy.
Okay.
Did a great job of Onward.
So you figure Gary Witt is your first conduit into the Hollywood lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's the entryway.
Yeah. Gary knows Will Smith. Yeah. Will Smith knows Justin Bieber.
Will Smith knows all.
Justin Bieber probably knows.
I was like, Nick, why did you have to get to Bieber?
Justin Bieber knows Little Dicky. Little Dicky knows I Justine. Maybe I Justine.
I Justine's not a bad pull.
No, I Justine.
Yeah, are you just saying stuff?
I don't know. I just figured it'd be funny because I think
we know I Justine. Knows I Justine.
We got it. So that's how you're trying to get there. Okay, I appreciate that.
Thank you guys. I'm gonna tee that up. You guys just swinging a fucking miss on that one, Andy. Sure. Where are you, Andy? Sure. Wake the fuck up and do.
I mean, here's the thing, Greg. Greg also knows. Like, don't you know Sam Rockwell?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember, we all hung out. No, wait, no. Sam Rockwell is the one we like a lot from the Iron Man movies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, remember, we hung out with the Sam from the Terminator movie we didn't like, remember?
Oh, Sam.
Worthington.
But he knows James Cameron. James Cameron knows everybody.
James Cameron knows Linda Hamilton.
What the fuck is happening?
Linda Hamilton knows Dakota, whatever the hell the girl's name is from Dark Fate. She was in Halt and Catch Fire.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
What, Mackenzie Davis? I can never remember her fucking name.
What up, Yusef? How's it going, brother?
Good, Andy. It's Coach Yusef. How you doing?
I'm okay, man. How about you? How about yourself?
I'm good, man. How's your fitness routine going today?
Fantastic. Did a bunch of burpees. Did a bunch of jump squats.
All he did was go to the
walk. Went for a walk. Oh, nice, man. Yeah, feeling great. Yeah, I did about 80 of each.
Okay, cool. I didn't hear any push-ups or mountain climbers though. Mentioned in that. So, let's say 20 push-ups and 20 mountain climbers.
Oh man. Whew. Okay. And the thing is, again, you asked me to do mountain climbers last time, and I told you I was afraid of heights, but that's okay. I can get over it. All right, Yusef, 20 and 20, 20 and 20. Sounds good, man.
Perfect, Andy.
All right, be well, dude. Jesus Christ, this guy.
Greg Miller, how's it going?
It's good, Yusef. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
I just wanted to, you said, how's the fitness routine going? And Andy listed a bunch of stuff he did, but I want you to know he also went to CVS and bought a Lunchable and a bunch of Coke Zeros and some Goldfish. And like, that's all he's been living on in his little hovel cave.
Oh, well, I mean, that just won't do. Okay. That just won't do at all.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure you're keeping him honest. You know, he asked for this. Yeah, he wanted the watchdog, as we call you. The Ubisoft watchdog, Yusef McGee.
So, I mean, you're talking to him right now, I presume, right?
Yeah, he can hear you. He's not doing the other things you asked for, either the mountain climbers.
He's not doing them.
No,
I mean, not yet.
Oh, whoa! Because of that, we're gonna have to add like 30 seconds of high knees.
30 seconds of high knees. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he didn't like that. He's getting up. He's moving. He's got his little blankie on his chair, but he's moving. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Love it.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
You were really close, Mackenzie Davis on *Halt and Catch Fire*. Which has the dude that is in the main bad guy from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Lee Pace.
Lee Pace. So now you're in the Marvel Universe. Lee Pace,
Marvel Universe.
You know what I mean? Everyone.
Getting closer.
Yeah, and then he was in a movie.
Chris Pratt, Endgame, Tom Holland.
There you go. We made it.
Yeah.
Is Andy going to do him
or
what?
Know that was in Wild Hogs. She was in Wild Hogs. So we got that.
Who else was in Wild Hogs? That's Tim Allen.
Huh?
Yeah. Right. That's right. That was him. All right.
Where did Andy go? Andy's less laughing, more mountain climbing.
Tim Allen, John Travolta, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy.
All right. I feel like we can work on William H. Macy because his wife's going to jail. So, like, I feel like.
True. What about here's the wild card we haven't brought in? What about the wild berry, Josh McCuga?
He knows David Bowie.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't help us anymore.
You want to call Josh McCuga and see if he can get us closer to...
See if he knows anyone that knows, because I'm pretty sure he or Amanda probably know Tom Holland.
that's where you want to go with it.
And if we get Tom Holland, I'm down to replace her with Tom Holland in this movie.
You reached the voicemail of Josh McCuga. Please leave your name, number, and a brief message. If it's urgent, you can text. If not, I'll get back to you as soon as I possibly can. Have a great day.
Josh McCuga, this is Greg Miller. You're on the Kind of Funny podcast. This isn't urgent, but we were wondering how many steps removed. We're playing the Kevin Bacon game, but with Marissa Tomei. How close can we get to Marissa Tomei? And we figure it turns out you probably made her a martini once or something, and you went to her house and dropped off a tire. So like, we need to know how close you can get it. You know, do you know Tom Holland? That's what Nick's putting all his eggs in the basket of. And I don't think you do, no offense. Maybe Old Smokey knows Marissa Tomei or Tom Holland, though. Let us know. Call us back. Andy's working out. It's not going well.
Tim hates Old Smokey.
According to Andy, Tim hates Old Smokey, but I don't understand. That's impossible. How can you hate Old Smokey?
It's impossible to hate it. You little bitch, Andy.
You're getting the high knees up there.
She's been in movies with John C. Reilly and Jonah Hill.
I was wondering, has anybody made a website where I can plug two names in and they tell me if they've been together?
That's what our entire friendship is for, Greg.
I know. I offer you. Marissa Tomei is a cut. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's a cut.
I mean, she's been in so many movies in Marvel. So we just need to figure out, we need to backtrack from Marvel because Marvel's got literally everyone in it.
But she hasn't been in that many Marvel movies, though. Like, it's been the Spider-Man, and she
cameoed
in Civil War. Endgame.
Civil War.
Okay.
So Civil War has Jon Favreau. I met Jon Favreau at a Comic-Con party one time. Maybe I know Jon Favreau.
Maybe.
That's true. Maybe.
Maybe I know him. It was the same one that we met Sam Worthington at, but we already came to the conclusion that Sam Worthington is a fucking dead end.
I met Dave Bautista once.
Ooh, he's in Guardians. He's good.
Yeah.
You've seen that movie.
Dave Bautista we'll talk about Dave Bautista. He's done a lot of movies that I forget about. And that's not like they're not forgettable. I just mean like he's randomly in Riddick. I watched that the other night. I was like, fuck, Dave Bautista's in this movie. Totally forgot about that.
That's the thing. We know Kumail, but
yeah,
I don't think he hasn't shared screen yet. Now he knows people from The Big Sick. Can we get from Kumail to Holly Hunter and or Ray Romano to then somebody to Marissa Tomei?
The problem is, who was in Onward? Who did the voice of the mom in Onward?
Oh, the cartoon thing?
Julie Louis-Dreyfus, okay.
Yeah. I never saw that movie.
Shit, that doesn't help. She's
guys,
mostly...
Greg Miller, I have a connection.
Okay.
The Wild Thornberries movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She was the voice of the main antagonist. Tara Strong is also a voice in that movie.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We know Tara loosely. We know a lot of the other voice actors she works with way better.
Yeah. Mae Whitman was also a voice.
Meg Whitman was a voice in that movie?
Yeah.
Oh, we just got a tweet from Cameron Kennedy. We've got a connection.
What did he say?
Jacob Batalone. Ned from Spider-Man has been in a lot of Achievement Hunter stuff, and yeah, he was on Off Topic with Achievement Hunter. He was in the Bloodfest with Barb.
Yeah,
he's our direct connection.
Does anyone probably the closest we got?
Do we know Barb?
Do we know Barb?
I don't know.
I thought I used to know Barb, but she's way past this all now. Truth be told,
yeah,
is she?
It's
I was just talking to her on email.
Huh?
Oh, she's still talking to you?
Yeah.
Pity.
Andy, did you know that Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers was the voice of Donnie?
Oh, yeah. Really? I thought I brought that up during Back to the Future.
No, I figured it out. We're morons, and I figured it out by just looking at the thing. We're stupid morons, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
We are one person away in terms of... We're one person away. Marissa Tomei was in What Women Want.
Mm-hmm.
So was
Mel Gibson.
Ashley Johnson.
Whoa.
So if Ashley Johnson, as a child, kept up her relationship with Marissa Tomei, we're one fucking phone call away.
Wow. How old was Ashley Johnson when she was in that movie?
I don't know. Like a teen? When this came out in 2000. Let's see. When did Ashley?
13 at that point.
Ashley was born in 83.
Well, she was also, again, don't forget, also in Avengers. Ashley.
Sure, sure.
So it's possible that she used that at one point in a party to talk to Marissa Tomei about being in a Marvel movie.
In a movie about a wiener dog remaking The Wrestler.
The wiener. If we end up on the phone with Marissa Tomei.
I just, we really got to get this pitch down because right now all we've got is we're remaking The Wrestler, the Academy Award nominated film.
Yeah.
With Greg's 97-year-old wiener dog, and we'd like you to be a part of it for profit participation on the back end. We cannot pay you. It's just
what do you mean we can't pay her? I thought we were raising all this money through MeUndies, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, is MeUndies paying for this?
I mean, that's what Andy was so worried about the sponsor and the bestiality that he was immediately like, well, MeUndies would be fun.
Okay, here's the fun. Okay, here's a fun brainstormer. What if we got MeUndies to make a custom dog onesie for the thing?
Wow.
And then we called it buddy bands. That's right. We called it me onesies. Me onesies.
Me one. Okay.
Me dog onesies.
Yeah. Me dog.
You're adding more to it. I don't think it's helping.
You're watering down your own idea. I call it me dog onesies. Me dogsies. Me dogsies. Me dogsies isn't bad. You know what I mean?
It's not good.
You know what?
You figure it out, Tim. You're the money man. I'm just
You know, I'm
because the thing is, people who don't know what MeUndies is won't know what Me Dogsies is.
But that's the brilliance of marketing. They'll wonder what it is. They'll look it up. They'll Google it. They'll watch this movie to find out. Do you think anyone knew what Coca-Cola was before Superman got punted through a Coca-Cola fucking truck? Right. Or did anyone ever know what Bud Light was until Mark Wahlberg got punted through a fucking Bud Light truck?
Did anybody know what Quibi was? Until you started just scrolling through Twitter and seeing ads for Quibi. Y'all know this Quibi stuff?
Is Quibi the video thing? Where they're like, we're
about to go to business. Didn't they lose like a gajillion dollars?
Really?
They launched something of like, hey, for on your commute to work, you can watch. Ah, fuck, nobody's going to work.
Yeah.
Because it's like short-term video stuff,
right? It's like I know what's-her-face who plays Sansa is a star of one of these movies on Quibi. But they're all movies shot vertically. So you watch these movies in vertical orientation, and it doesn't seem like a great idea. It
doesn't seem good.
Even like pre-corona, it didn't seem like a good idea.
It's just one of those things where they were like, hey, we're gonna start making like high quality movies that are super short. But someone, I guess, apparently whoever came up with that hasn't looked on YouTube in the past 10 years. So maybe they don't understand that YouTube has evolved to the point where you can pretty much find anything you possibly want. But I get that they're trying to give Sansa a little bit more work after Game of
Thrones. Remember, like,
Marvel, X-Men and Game of Thrones are done for her.
Well, that was the thing. Like, they came hard out of the gate trying to make it happen with Sansa and then Chrissy Teigen and then...
That's right, Teigen, yeah.
Anna...
Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick, that's it. You nailed it. Thank you.
Really?
You're there for me. I needed that and I appreciate it. The headline I'm looking at here from film.com or /film.com is Quibi could lose $500 million in 2020.
Holy shit.
Greg, do we have $500 million to lose?
No, but if we did, we'd spend it on Marissa Tomei in this dog movie.
Marissa Tomei in Crazy Stupid Love was also featured alongside Kevin Bacon.
Oh.
And Ryan, that helps us, but at least it kind of like makes this game make a little more sense.
Got it. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon to Marissa Tomei.
Have you seen this thing that was going on with the Zoom calls where people were doing this, but with Zoom, of like who's the most famous person you could get into the room?
It was the most fascinating 10-minute piece of content I've seen this year.
Great video.
It was legit fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Katie Nolan from ESPN. Nick, are you aware of this?
The video that you guys are talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a headline. I didn't see who the famous person they got was.
It's great. Yes. It's awesome because it stars a lot of people that I just watch all the time, a lot of ESPN personalities. Mike Ryan Ruiz is there, the producer of The Levitard Show, the main guy. And they're all just there on a Zoom call, and it's, you know, you have to contact a celebrity, but you can't really tell them the context. You can't tell them, hey, I am competing to win this contest. You just have to say, hey, jump on the Zoom call. And it starts being ESPN personalities and then bigger ESPN personalities and bigger people from sports. And then suddenly it's, you know,
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, Clayton Kershaw, the star, like pitcher from the Dodgers, all
Dwayne
these random
Wade.
People. just getting on this like Zoom call and be like, what am I doing here? And they're like, who's that? That was yours? Ah, shit, damn it. It's great.
Wait, did they stay on the call or did they leave?
Sometimes they stay.
A lot of them, sometimes
they started playing. So they'd try to get the more famous people in.
It became
a pyramid scheme of like, if I invite this person, he's going to know a shit ton of people, you know? It was really, really cool.
That's really impressive. It's so fun.
Yeah.
How far do you think we'd get with that? Here's how I think that worked for us. We'd call Gary because Gary legitimately knows really famous people. And then Gary would say no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not calling Will Smith. I'm not going to do that. So many people tweeted at us
like, oh, this would be a great thing to do. And it's like, what? I feel like now we're just copycats. And then also when we can't get Dwayne Wade in here, did it work out?
I think we can get Dwayne Wade.
You think we could get Dwayne Wade?
You think we could? I mean, he's not playing anymore, right?
No, he retired.
Dude, we get him. This guy's had nothing to do.
Here's the thing. We've never actually tried to pull the Gary card. I say we call him right now and just give it a go.
To what? Can he get Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I have other irons in the fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that you still use that parlance, by the way, because I use so many of your sayings now. That's one of them, but I always fuck them up. So I always say I always have so many irons in the coals, and it's just not that it doesn't mean the same thing. Here we go. This makes me nervous.
Why? I'm scared.
Because I don't like...
Gary Witt, it's Craig Miller on the Kind of Funny podcast. How are you?
Hi, is this going out live?
This is live, yes.
All right, okay. What can I do for you?
The other guy already had a disadvantage. You can't hear him, obviously, because of the way we have it all set. So we're not asking you to make any moves. But we have a motion.
I'm always making moves, Greg.
I know, animal talking. Catch it on.
You don't need to ask me to make moves. I just make moves.
That's appreciative.
It's in my DNA.
How many phone calls do you think you are removed from us having Marissa Tomei on the line?
I mean, it's hard to say because I'm like literally pulling up her Wikipedia right now and like looking what she's like. I need to figure out like who she's worked with.
Sure.
I mean, technically. You know, I could call my agent and I could get to her. It just depends on, you know, if I can get to anyone if it's important enough. It's just I'm not going to waste someone's time.
Of course. You know? Yeah. I know. That's the problem. We are definitely a waste of time. And I understand that.
Do you want her to do something?
Yeah. So. So this started is that Andy and like we don't really want her to be, we just want to bounce an idea off of her.
Greg, commit, Greg.
pitch that we should fund making a shot for shot recreation of The Wrestler, you know, the old Mickey Rourke movie, not old, but the Mickey Rourke movie, but call it The Wiener and have it be Portillo in the role of Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I said I would only agree to this if we could get Marissa Tomei on board for the project. And so then it'll just be. Tell the conversation that. how removed from Marissa Tomei are we now? We're onto that more than the movie itself.
I mean, I don't think Marissa's at that point in her career yet.
Sure. Well, I mean, I sent a cute, sad looking photo of Portillo at her on Twitter, but she doesn't seem to use Twitter that much.
And how did that go down?
Well, it just happened. We have an alarm going off. I forget what happens when the alarm goes off.
We have to hit up RDJ.
We hit up RDJ when the alarm goes off and see if we can get him to put in a good word for us.
Okay, I'm just pulling up her IMDb right now. You know she won an Oscar, right?
Yeah. My Cousin Vinny, great movie.
Okay,
so did Cooper Dean Jr.
We don't know Joe Pesci.
She's in Marvel movies. It's not like she's desperate to work. I mean,
this isn't even a work thing, dude. It's just a, hey, we're all, it's all, it's a quarantine.
We're vibing.
Hey,
we're vibing.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I mean, like, even if we got her, we'd have to teach her how to use Discord. Like, it's a we got our own problem.
I mean, I have a new way to get to someone without it being work related. Is I can ask him to do the show.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think she's great. If she wanted to come on, of course, if she said to me, "Hey, I want to come on the show." Of course, she would be welcome. But like, she's not someone that I would chase after.
Wait, is Gary trying to get her on the show via us now? This is not how this is supposed to happen. No.
Okay, so just think about it.
Can we remake another movie with another star that would be easier to get? Like, maybe come at it that way.
What about My Cousin Wiener?
Who do you want us to? What movie do you want us to make? What do you?
I don't want you to do anything. I didn't even want you to call me. I don't know what.
Sure, that's fair.
I'm not going to do your job for you. I'm just giving you ideas.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, you know, this is why they call you. This is why they hire you to come in the writer's room. You give the harsh criticism. We like it. We like being forced to think. All right. I know. We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye. What about my cousin Wiener? That's where you fucking came up with. Talking to a major motion picture Hollywood writer up here. That's what you're going to say in my ear? My cousin Wiener?
Oh my God, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I am.
This is fantastic.
Oh man. Yo, 2 years from now, my cousin Wiener comes out on Netflix.
Starring Adam Sandler.
Oh, God. Holy shit, great. Man.
Guys, what do y'all think about these murder hornets?
They're terrifying.
Is it something we should legitimately be concerned with?
No. After coronavirus, I'm not concerned by anything else. This has been the worst.
Because so, I know people are memeing it and stuff, but like people, you know, people meme all sorts of stuff.
Killer bees were going to be the big thing. African killer bees were invading the South, and when you were in Far Texas, were you worried about an African killer bee?
What was I worried about in Far? I was worried about the TCB, the Tri-City Bombers, a gang back home.
Wow. Were they actually bombing stuff? Or they
for fucking gang? No, they were just bombing was like they would tag, you know, like you're bombing.
Oh, okay.
But they were called the Tri-City Bombers, TCB.
TCB.
Why were you worried about it? Were you afraid they're going to kill you or tag you?
Well, I mean, there were drive-bys. I had a drive-by fucking shooting like three houses away from me. So I was worried about gangs.
Look at that fucking thing. It's huge. So that's
huge.
It's a fisheye lens, though.
Why is that person's thumb all fucked up?
It's a fisheye lens.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. That's a giant lens. It's a giant thumb.
Dude, see this all the hornet, the murder hornet thing. Like, I'm not too concerned about them yet. But what this reminds me of is a conversation we had on the Game Over Grady show years ago about bumblebees and wasps and how fucked up it is that bumblebees just got the raw end of this deal. Where wasps and yellow jackets and stuff, dopest designs ever. Whoever designed the yellow jacket deserves a raise. Did they just use the leftovers to make the bumblebee?
Well, no, here's the thing. I think there's two angles we could tackle this from. Sure, they look not cool, right? The wasps and the hornets, these guys look like they were designed like in a factory, right? Like they are what are the purple robots from X-Men?
Sentinels.
Like the newer Sentinels, right? That's the kind of vibe I get from them. Very futuristic, sleek, sharp looking. Now the honeybee or the bumblebee or whatever. What sucks is they don't look as cool, but they are so much more important to everything on this planet. They're so much more important.
Are so small and their bodies are so big. Kev, can you just Google image search bumblebee? And like tell me this and like they look like they have googly eyes.
I think you're not giving enough credit to the bumblebee. Have you ever seen a bumblebee in person? They're fucking huge. They're terrifying.
But they're doofy and like fat. They're not like at all scary.
I knew he was gonna do that.
I told the story of what time the one time that I reached up into a branch when I was a kid, and for some reason, it's for dumb fucking reason, I reached up, I just pulled some leaves off of a branch, and I opened my hand, and a bumblebee was in the middle of my palm. That thing stung me, it hurt so fucking bad. But I swear to God, it was like the size of a 50 cent piece. That's how big this thing was.
Do bumblebees even sting?
Yeah. They do. See, wasps can just keep stinging. Bumblebees have the same problem. See, this is what you really should be talking about. How do the bees get the shit end of the stick? Because the wasps can keep stinging, but the bumblebees only have one and done. They sting, they die.
Yeah.
So it's the world's worst self-defense mechanism. Because all it's ensuring is that that you're not going to eat Andy, because that one time you tried to eat me and I fucking died stinging you to death.
Can we toss out the thing I just sent you from Instagram?
Are you talking about the bee video?
No, this is from The Onion. These quarantines, sometimes you have rough mental health days, and I was just worn out and destroyed. And so I saw this one, and it made me laugh so fucking hard. It's in Slack, Kevin.
There was a video recently. I don't know how long it'll take Kevin to bring this up. There was a video recently that we can talk about that was infinitely interesting of hold on, let's see here.
Indomitable honeybee stings itself rather than fall to Asian hornet.
It's fucking killing me.
This bee is so proud. It won't let it kill it. It'll kill itself.
That's so great. I love that. There's a video that was circulating on Twitter.
Going on with this bee though?
Is it coming?
No, it's got like that like weird scary ass fungus that like infects them, and then they climb up somewhere high, and then it's like shoots out of their body and.
Kevin, are you calling this from Vietnam?
No, I've got the vacuum going. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go. Why is the vacuum?
There was a video that I saw recently that I had already seen before, but now that the whole murder hornet stuff is popular, that it started trending again. But it was a video of one of these murder hornets invading a beehive of these worker bees and stuff. And the murder hornet is like fucking five times big as these little tiny bees. And it kills one and chops off one of the bees' head. And that's when they know, all right, it's fucking on, dog. You're here. It's fine if you're here or whatever, but you kill one of our own, we're all going to go for you. And what they do is they all swarm its body and they vibrate all vibrate so fast that the big bee, the murder hornet, overheats and dies of heat exhaustion.
We watched this on the morning show a long time ago.
Yeah, the maximum temperature that a honeybee can take is several degrees higher than a murder hornet. So it doesn't affect them, but the murder hornet just overheats and dies.
It's so cool, man.
It's insane, dude. It's so insane.
Nature.
Bees are terrifying. It's a beautiful thing.
Nature's crazy.
I don't want to alarm you. The second most recent post on Instagram from Marissa Tomei is about bees. So
no. They might be our in.
Maybe that's right. A photo of a bee here pollinating a flower or whatever. Like, you have a reason. You know what I mean? And first off, guys, don't worry. She's super active on Instagram.
I'll tell you what I'm annoyed about. I'm not seeing your tweet. Like, why do I have to go to your profile? Why can't your tweet just pop up on my page? Why is Instagram so, or Twitter so intent on just showing me all sorts of random shit? I swear, Twitter always does this thing where I forget people exist. I'm like, oh, did they delete their Twitter? No, they've been tweeting every day. It's just Twitter decided to stop showing me their shit. Mm-hmm. It's bullshit, dude.
So, Kevin, is this the fungus, Kevin? This is terrifying.
No, this is Marissa Tomei.
This is just a bee. The last picture was the fungus. It was coming out of its head.
Oh, I thought it was growing into this fucking bush. I was terrified.
It's understandable. Don't worry.
Also, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what's coming out of its head and sides. But again, I could be wrong.
That's funny. Joey submitted the video as soon as I was talking about it. She was just like a few seconds behind, I guess, because of the delay.
Do you want to see it?
I mean, pop it up, Kev. Maybe it's just right not there. Muted or whatever.
Yeah, bring that bad boy up, man.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Look how huge it is, Nick, compared to them.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like when I think I'm going to kill you guys with the Predator, and then Greg brings out old Painless.
Yeah.
And you guys swarm me, and you
That's
suck.
That's exactly what it is.
Look at, see, you should know better than you. Don't go all the way in the nest. Don't go all the way in there. Because there's more of them. They've got volume on you.
The bee enters and immediately catches its prey, chops off its head. Check it out. I mean, these claws, these mandibles that it's got are just insane.
How does it not get stuck?
Look at that. And they're like, all right, bitch, it's it. We're on. It's on, bitch.
How did you think it was going to be a good idea?
They all just, they cover it as if they're like a Venom's goop, you know, his black goop. And they vibrate so fast that he just dies of heat. He just burns alive.
That's crazy. That's terrifying.
But how do these guys even figure this out? That's so crazy that they know, hey, our heat tolerance is a little bit higher, several degrees higher than this hornet.
I don't think they're thinking scientifically about the laws of thermodynamics, but I think it's just an instinctual thing that says, let's swarm this thing and stop him from eating more of us. And then he just dies in the process. Sort of like, it looks like a football, what do they call it? What, a dog pile. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I would love is to see, like, now that bugs are in vogue again, right? Now that these bugs are super popular again, finally, it's about time.
What bugs are popular now?
Just bugs. Like, bugs overall are just, it's popular to talk about, right? It's trendy. I would love to see a Bug's Life kind of try to tackle these issues.
Mm.
Because I've been wanting, like, what's up with this Bug Life sequel? Are we ever going to get this dang thing or no?
Not a chance.
Why not?
It had its moment. You know what I mean? It wasn't Toy Story. I love Bug's Life, but it just didn't move the needle, Andy.
Oh, you're now, crazy.
Which, I'm sorry. The Bug's Life was not the Woody Allen Sylvester
story. No, that's Ants.
Okay.
That's
Bug's
Ants.
Life, I don't think I've only seen it one time, and I don't remember it very well.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, look at this little furry bee.
That's a bumblebee. It's terrifying.
It's so cute.
It's so terrifying.
It's adorable. It's like two pom-poms.
Dude, I tell you what, guys. Everything's adorable, but it fucking stings your hand and makes your hand swell up.
Hey, Kev. Kev.
We gotta see if we have anything to hit up our DJ.
Okay.
Kev, you you mentioned that you have a vacuum in the background. Did you ever install this RTX voice?
Sorry, it's attacking my chair.
What?
It's attacking my chair.
Vacuum being sound like a lawnmower. Does he have like a fucking 400 CC vacuum?
It's the strongest one they sell.
What's attacking
my vacuum? Sorry, what were you saying?
Did you ever install that RTX voice?
RTX voice? Oh, no. Oh, we don't have an RTX graphics card.
Just to be clear, you asked that in the worst way possible.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Because that implies you're installing a voice to the vacuum.
That's what I thought too, yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I only knew Kevin. I assume Kevin would know about this because we just talked about it like the other day. This brand new technology that just legitimately mutes out everything that is not your voice. It's really, really impressive.
We have to buy
an RTX card.
There's workarounds, but I don't know if the P4000 works that way. It's $1,000. I meant to have a conversation with you guys to see what's worth it. Because really, it's only good for this setup. Because otherwise, we're using like studio equipment.
Yeah.
And the system doesn't even, the audio doesn't go that way, you know?
It's probably not worth it.
Yeah. So responding to my tweet, here's what I got for you. Mm-hmm. At Robert Downey Jr., can you help spread the word? We're on a podcast. Thank you. Parentheses, at Gary Witter refused to help. Because this is a way maybe we get Will Smith involved too.
Oh, it's possible. Big Willie style.
Yeah. All right. I also went through and recovered my IMDb Pro credentials.
Okay.
So I'm looking.
Okay.
What are the ramifications with this?
Well, we think she's rep by United Talent Agency.
Oh, okay. So we
call them and ask to be connected to Marissa Tomei. Maybe they just fucking do it. They don't think it through, you know?
Maybe they're just like, fuck it, who cares?
It's my last day. What do I care?
Let it go. We have them up with these weirdos.
See, I have publicists here.
Yeah.
They're in New York, though. Oh, it's already 7:15 there. That's going to be hard.
Yeah, they're not working anymore. Publicists work 2 hours a day. We know this.
Hmm. Guys, do you prefer a loofah or a rag?
Loofah.
Loofah.
On a stick? Right?
Loofah on a stick. Oh, okay. I don't really
My back will break out. I get back breakouts if I don't get back there and loof it real good. So
I think you're missing the obvious thing. This is the whole purpose of having a wife. Is you go, could you get my back? And they come get your back. And it's nice. And then they scrub for a little too long because you tell them like, because they're kind of like, is he going to tell me when to stop? And you go, I'm not going to tell you when to stop.
I just keep going. Yeah, that was great.
Scrub my back the whole time.
I love a loofah. I feel like a loofah is the only thing that makes my body feel clean.
How often do you change the loofah though? Are you on a month-long schedule with the loofah? Do you wait till the loofah gets loose?
I let it start when it's like falling apart on the stick. That's when I'm like, ooh, time for a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it probably takes about a month maybe. Maybe a month and a half. I don't know.
Okay.
Because that seems really, really fast.
Okay, maybe longer than
Kevin's still fighting the vacuum.
It's an automatic vacuum. It needed to go on.
Huh. How often do you wash your towels?
Once not enough.
Yeah, once a week
that much. At least.
Once a week?
Have to.
How long are you letting them ride for?
Have you washed your towel yet, Andy?
I go maybe like once every 2 or 3 weeks.
Hey guys, do you guys know that a loofah is a vegetable?
I'm gonna Google it right now.
There it is.
Here. I already did.
Oh yeah,
I've seen
this. Ew.
This seems fucking fake, right?
Yeah, that seems fake. Because I feel like the stuff that I get is just plastic.
Well, yeah, you can get bamboo or whatever.
I've seen the ones that look like the big, like the vegetables before, but the ones I get look like, yeah. See, I've seen those. That I buy that, sure. But the ones that look like ball sacks.
But you can't. But what do you mean? It looks fake. Like it's not. It's a real thing.
No, I'm saying the ones that I buy don't feel like they're made out of organic material. They feel fake. They feel like
Sorry. Okay, totally.
I buy the ones that are silky smooth.
Oh yeah,
plasticky. They feel like fabric. But I thought there was someone going down into the sea and picking these things off the ground and like drying them out and selling them to me at Walgreens.
Okay, gotcha.
Sponges work like that, right? There's like a type of sponge you can buy that way, right?
Isn't that how the sponge came about? A boot.
You mean the water, the underwater
sea sponge.
Yeah, sea sponge. My cousin Wiener.
Episode, my cousin Wiener is what he had. That's what he had. How long were you sitting on that one?
No, that's spur of the moment right there. That's straight off the dome. But I'll tell you what, it got Tim and Andy hard. It got Andy me. First, and then Tim didn't want to give in, but he gave in to it.
Oh, man, that one was
good. It got me real good. It got me real good, everybody.
I'm just saying, you guys, if I've learned anything from Gary, it's when you go into a room at a pitch session, always have backup. Always have a B and C plan. And if Marissa doesn't go for the Wiener, which is the remake of The Wrestler, we hit her with My Cousin Wiener.
And then if that doesn't work, that,
what Wiener want? What Wieners want?
What Wieners want? That is
it. Say, Tim, what was better?
I think it just hits on the nostalgia.
Honestly, right there, that would be an easier movie to pitch 100% if we wanted to make What Wieners Want. Because then it would be that whoever, I guess now the star of this is Marissa Tomei, she falls in the bathtub, gets electrocuted, and when she wakes up, she can hear wiener dogs, just wiener dogs. She can hear their thoughts.
That's amazing.
That's helpful. That's cool.
We will have to come up with some story beat that puts her into a lot of contact with wieners in order to have a movie, because on a daily basis, I don't often come into contact with wiener dogs.
Well, I mean, that's
as a wiener dog.
She's a vet. She's the best wiener dog back surgeon in America. There you go. Okay. No, I just did it for you. All right. She is a judge at the 14th annual New York City competition for the wiener dog national title. That will go on to go to the Westminster Dog Show. You know what I mean? Like, I can keep it going all day. All right. There are a bunch of terrorists hiding in badger holes, and she is assembling an elite squad of wiener dogs to go in there and stop them. Yes, Nick Scarpino, kind of funny.
Are the terrorists in your brain badgers?
No, they're human beings.
Okay.
Oh, you weren't reading from a wiki page.
I disconnected myself. They're human beings.
Gotcha.
This is a strange one, but I've thoroughly enjoyed podcasting with you guys today.
It's good. Oh, I knew it was going to be a wacky weird one when we came in. I had that energy.
You know what
I
mean? That good energy.
Tim refused to grab a shirt earlier when I told him to it today, and it pissed me off, but I got over it.
It's okay.
What were you going to say, Tim? You were saying something. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that earlier, Nick almost fell asleep on in review.
Yeah, what was that? I heard this.
No, I was just leaning down Googling.
No, he just leaned me his hat. Just like, it's funny because I thought it too, but then Andy brought it up. And I was just like, thank God it wasn't just me.
Yeah, he was wearing the hat like this, right, on the show. My Lunchables box.
Yeah, there he is. Look at
him. He was wearing the hat, and then he did this move and just was like looking down. And I got anxiety about it. I was like, oh, man, we're going to have to wake him up. And then he's going to be embarrassed and mad about it. And there's going to be fallout because we're going to have to deal with
mad about it. I take jokes very well.
Sure. I would have paid so much money if Nick just fell asleep on the podcast.
We're starting Lord of the Rings soon. So I'll probably, have your wish, Tim.
Nick is so mad.
First fucking movie.
About the extended editions.
It'll be nice making activity for you. Spread it out over 3 days.
Oh, you're in this, Greg. We voted. You have to be in this.
No, I can't do it, dog. Sorry. I'm already booked. Double booked. Yeah. Booked.
All right.
At least needed the slot. It sucks.
The worst.
I miss it because I'm always like, what would have happened if they had second breakfast? And I think these extended editions really would talk about it.
You know, it's going to be super fun watching them do the full version of all the stupid songs when they sing around the campfire. Or he's like, hey, Gandalf, hit me with that fucking dope beat. And Gandalf's like, hala, la la boo boo, elvish, la la boo boo.
I didn't know where you're going. I thought you were saying hello.
I can't remember.
Is it you I'm looking for? I can feel it in your eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. And this week we're brought to you by kindoffunny.com/Mizzou. I'm just kidding. It's not a real sponsor. I won't tell you. But if you remember, I was in that American Cancer Society collegiate streaming tournament. And guess what? Mizzou made it to the finals thanks to your support. It would mean a lot to me if you went to kindoffunny.com/Mizzou, donated some money to the American Cancer Society in the name of Mizzou, I guess, or whatever. It's my Tiltify page, though. We are in the finals. It wraps up next week, finally. I would like to win this and bring home a trophy for Mizzou, especially in a year where they can't do anything because of COVID. So this would be cool. That's it. I won't waste your time. Goodbye. Now we'll go to a Patreon question, though. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. You can get the episodes ad-free. You can get them with the post show. You can write in with topics. And this is an interesting one for you. Delaney, the Sum Twinning, writes in and says, what's everyone's quarantine cocktail/beverage of choice, alcoholic or non? We've been in this, about 2 months at this part. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, yes, how it's affected your drinking and what you are drinking the most of, if in however you want to interpret this, whether it be a non-alcoholic or alcoholic choice.
I've been drinking a lot more period liquids, hard stop, all of them, right? But I will say that my LaCroix situation.
I was confused by that too. I was confused by that too. That was an
interesting statement. And then I looked over and I saw Nick and Andy go, wait, what?
Out of order. But you feel me on it. But the LaCroix habit, guys, it is, you guys thought it was bad before. It has reached an all time low where we've been bargain bin hunting, trying to find the best prices for these damn things. And we found it. We found where, like, Safeway has the best option to get the 12 packs of LaCroix. So we've been going there, waiting in these godforsaken lines that last forever. Like, you're there at least an hour waiting to get into this place. But it's freaking worth it to get in there and walk out with 60 12 packs, I swear to God.
Jesus.
We're buying so much of this shit.
Have you already drank the stuff at the office? Have you gone to the office and just taken more from the office?
That stuff's fucking long gone, man. I ain't touched that shit. Nah.
Oh, gone. It's still there. It's on our goddamn roof.
Yeah, it's all the bad flavors, though. I don't fuck with that stuff. I want the new good stuff.
What the fuck are we going to do with all these cans of soda on the roof?
We're going to throw them out is what we're going to do.
The double flavor stuff, y'all are overreacting. I like, Tim, I've never agreed with you on that. I think that's the main thing we've always disagreed on ever since we've met each other is the double flavor ones. I think they're fantastic. The melon pomelo or whatever.
Yeah.
The pala pala.
The pala pala is too much.
All of it. I don't really drink recreationally. I'd say the thing nothing's really changed in my life. It's Coke Zero, it's Cherry Coke Zero, it's water. Like, those are the main three things I've been drinking. Alcohol wise, if we were to say alcohol, I would say White Claw, because there's sometimes where it's like, all right, I'm going to stream on Saturday and I'm going to get drunk. So let's get some White Claws going, and the White Claws will be flowing, and P. Diddy's in the kitchen just dishing them out. And now Alyssa did bring up a really interesting sort of idea the other day. And I think they did it, but I just missed out because, again, I stay in my room all the time. Yesterday, we were without power the whole day. Kind of sucked. But she brought up the idea of making White Claw slushies.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds delicious. That sounds
good.
That sounds insanely good. Because I'm thinking, like, what, you know, is it just frozen White Claw, or are we mixing it together with some sort of syrup?
Ice?
Like, well, yeah. But, like, is there any other flavors being added? You know, if it's a lime White Claw, we may be adding, like, some cherry Mountain Dew. Can you think of the possibilities here? Like, I'm freaking out thinking about it.
Cherry limeade action.
Oh, God, I love a cherry limeade, Tim. From Sam's. You ever go to Sam's Club?
Of course.
Yeah, Sam's Club. Oh, my gosh. Sonic Stars is a place called Stars back home in Texas.
Stars.
You never heard of Stars? No, oh, you're doing the Nemesis thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm new Resident Evil. True gamers now.
That sounds good, though, Andy. I want one.
Yeah, I really want a frozen White Claw. Nick, how about you?
I've been just exclusively drinking coffee and Coke Zero. And then when the 5 o'clock hour hits, I cut off all the caffeine and I just drink the diet root beers or diet 7-Ups.
And you drink root beers like they're going out of style, man.
They're so good.
You're cracking a new one every match.
My wife laughs about it because every once in a while, like, she'll go to bed way earlier than me. But if she's, like, up thinking about something or whatever, she'll text me when I crack a new one. I'm like, crack at, like, 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night.
She's caffeine free, baby.
I'll just get a text from her being like, another one? Another attack. I'm like, no, this is a party.
Caffeine free, baby. We're partying. So I feel like if you're a fan of root beer, you have to be a fan of Lord of the Rings. I don't know why, but that's, I think the like when I think
hard thing you could say
when I think of like barrels, like I think of like Hobbit, like ale. Hobbit. Ale is coming from these barrels, so it was like this root beer, this homegrown root beer. You know, I don't know. I'm just spitballing, man.
See, for me, I feel like there's, you know, different. There's like a three tier system, not even three tier. We have the bronze and the silver and the gold here, and I think bronze, of course, has been coffee. And it's just more French press than ever, right? We have here. Whereas at the office, it would have been all the Keurigs we were drinking nonstop. I don't think I'm drinking more coffee. I'm just drinking better coffee. It's nice to always have it around. Jen also won't drink it when it's room temperature. So I always have some good coffee sitting around ready to go. You know what I mean? It's like a little excitement. I got about ready to do another show. I run over there, tip over the French press, get some room temperature coffee. I mean, I'm sitting pretty over here. You know what I mean? It's not gross. It's good. Also, they said we don't have to sleep in separate bedrooms. good one. The other one, so then silver medal is bourbon, which I mean, obviously I was already drinking, but I'm drinking, I feel like, more regularly here in terms of the end of the night. But number one, far and away, is red wine. Where I remember when we were in Paris being like, man, we're drinking so much wine, yada, yada, yada. It's so unlike us, and blah, blah, blah. And now it's like literally at the end of the day, I'm like, I want a glass of fucking wine. And because there's just no rules in quarantine anymore. Nobody cares. Yeah. You can drink it right now. I could be drinking right now. Nobody would care.
I'm drinking water, but like the other day when you tweeted out, you tweeted out a, I think you were replying to somebody's tweet. Or no, maybe it was you that tweeted, like, are we just always drunk during quarantine? And my answer was like, no, not at all.
But everybody's response was that they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't. I think that obviously people are drinking more as a comforting mechanism, but alcohol for me, it just doesn't, has never done it for me. So I'm gravitating more toward, what's that?
I'm not trying to peer pressure you. I understand.
Oh, no. I know that. I'm just, for me, it's been more like when I feel overwhelmed or I need a release, I'm like, I'm hitting that taqueria next to me. I'm getting myself a big old fucking burrito with not like a healthy burrito. Like I'll try to get sometimes where it's like a burrito bowl with just rice, black beans. And like grilled chicken, like a little bit of, this is like, put it all on there. Give me the cheese, give me the sour cream, give me the guacamole and everything. Let this thing just weigh me down at night until it drags me into my bed so I can sleep. That's what I've been at lately.
Yeah, I'm with you, Greg, with the wine stuff, where like the amount of red wine has been ridiculous.
Yeah, but yeah, you're in like the perfect storm over there with Joey Angia. Exactly. I mean, Joey already saw in the chat here signing off with so much wine in all caps.
Yeah. Joey's actually, I mean, at least as far as I know, like, has been pretty good about it, I would say. I feel like she's been better about drinking in quarantine than she was before. And I'm just saying that compared to me, at least.
Okay.
Where it's like, yeah, I feel like me and G definitely, it's just like, it's never like, oh, it's the end of the day, like whatever. It's just more like, oh, hey, what the fuck else are we going to do?
Yeah, right. It's
not a good way to do it.
No.
It's the realities of things.
I have some interesting news on the Marissa Tomei front.
Good.
No, on the RDJ stuff, obviously, but that did bring Corey Barlog in off the bench.
Great.
Which I then responded, well, do you want to hit up Sonny, the kid who was Atreus, who was also in that movie, right? Maybe he's got some connects. He can get us some motion over there.
What movie was he?
That really popular one. That was the Jonah Hill one. That was
mid-90s.
He was in mid-90s. Mm.
I did not realize that was that kid.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
He's very nice, too. I met him at Dice Awards.
I didn't watch a movie. Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, it's totally like, here's a slice of mid-90s life, right? It's
not
like there's an overarching giant plot to it. It's just like, let's watch what's going on. But on Marissa Tomei's Instagram, 6 days ago, she put up these multiple screen grabs here, it looks like, from when she must have Zoomed or Skyped in and talked to one Oscar Isaacs. Isaac.
Get it right. He's too handsome to get it right.
He fucked multiple people that know people that I know.
I wasn't going to go that direction, but that's a good one too. I think that Carboni probably knows Oscar Isaac, right?
Oh, sure he does.
Dude, Carboni's a good. Let's get him on the old ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding-ding, Anthony Carboni.
Carboni's a great one. Yeah,
he's connected.
He might be streaming. Is he streaming?
I don't think so. I hosted him today. I don't believe he is.
Did he stream gameplay?
He's been a lot about Animal Crossing.
You are on the Kind of Funny podcast, Anthony Carboni. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. So we have a couple different pictures we want to pitch Marissa Tomei. And we were wondering if you could text Oscar Isaac, Poe Dameron. Because he was just on something with her. It's on her Instagram 6 days ago. They were talking on something. If you could hit him up and ask to put in a word. Dameron. Oscar. To then text her to check her Twitter, because this is blowing up on her Twitter.
You're calling and you want me to use my one. You want me to use my one with Poe Dameron.
Yeah, that's right.
What are these? Give me the elevator for these things for Marissa Tomei before I decide whether I'm using my one with the best pilot in the goddamn Resistance.
Okay, so stick with me because this one is gonna get weird. Going with confidence.
Yeah.
A lot of money, you know, get some sponsorships, get some people behind this, and do a shot.
I'm just gonna let you know right now, I only want to hear pitches for widely accepted big money makers like Small Watto.
Okay? I understand.
Okay,
this
great.
Is that
so, you're in love. This is so that is gold, it's great. You can take it to the bank. We basically do a shot for shot recreation of The Wrestler, but call it The Wiener, and it stars Portillo in the Mickey Rourke role.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can already see where this is going then. We need Marissa Tomei to come back, reprise her role.
Sure.
And that's it. And so we want to see, you know, hey, basically we wanted to ask her on Twitter, how much would it cost for you to be in a movie? But then it sounds insensitive. That you know what I mean? Like, you don't talk about that.
It's gauche. It's gauche to do that. Exactly. You don't come out right out of the gate with the money. No. Not to fucking Aunt May.
Yeah, no, we don't. She doesn't play that way. We don't want to scare her off or anything like that.
Gosh. We don't waste my cousin Vinny's time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that was the thing then. So if
leave we perfectly.
Wiener in the vein of the wrestler, Nick Scarpino pitched my cousin Wiener. And then we also had What Wieners Want, because remember, of course, she was in What Women Want. So if we replaced it where she gets electrocuted and she can hear the thoughts of just wiener dogs, we're in the money.
Is it important for Helen Hunt to come back for the What Wieners Want?
Why? Well, I personally think Helen Hunt is a treasure, so I'd love to get her back involved with this picture.
Greg, let me just float this, and you can say yes, you can say no. This is your idea, and sure. I'm not looking for a seat at the table or anything. I'm just acting as a conduit here. Is there a way, since the only replacement in these movies is Portillo, is this something that could potentially be done with CGI?
Well, yeah, but we're not there yet where I want to CGI Marissa Tomei into these things. We still have that Uncanny Valley thing.
No. You're misunderstanding. I'm saying we're compositing. We're replacing Mickey Rourke digitally.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We don't need a digital Marissa Tomei.
But then we wouldn't get to work with Aunt May. That's
did it perfectly. What do you want? Lightning to strike twice? Come on.
That's a great point. Well, we do have many a talented animator in the Kind of Funny community. So I'll get somebody right now on specking that out, trying that out. You know what I mean? And then we just got to get.
This is what I'm going to do, Greg. I'm going to make this. I'm going to send. I love all three of these ideas. So I am going to use my one favor with Oscar Isaac. I'll text him right now.
Thank you.
Because I think this is the reason. This is the reason. I've been sitting on his number for 5 years. This is the question I want to ask him, is about the movie starring your dog. This is it.
But Anthony, you're amazing. Well, hold on. Before you do that, I'm just saying, you're playing ball with us here. We can do something. We can get Dagger in there.
Give him some points on the back.
Now this is interesting.
You know what I mean?
Now you've got my attention.
Right?
Leonardo DiCaprio.gif. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I'm here now.
Okay.
What I'm also going to do, I'm going to send a backup text to some friends at ILM.
Okay.
Just think about my compositing idea.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Okay. You can do some amazing things now with computers, Greg. You can make a Watto so small.
So small. I don't know what John Drake's waiting for on this announcement. May the 4th would have been a perfect day for it.
Because everybody's furloughed right now. But before the furlough, he told me that he was just waiting on one person to get back to him. I think he may be stringing us along. And I hate to think that about John Drake.
Yeah. No. You don't want to hear that from somebody as salt of the earth as John Drake.
No, he's a straight shooter. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, and you hate to hear that he's messing with you.
Yeah.
So I'll send those texts right now, Greg, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
The moment I hear back, and I expect to hear back very quickly.
Thank you.
Moment I hear back, I will call you immediately.
Perfect. Thank you. Sounds good. We love you.
All right. I love you too, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Everybody go to twitch.tv/AnthonyCarboni. I'll tell you about it, though, guys.
I'll tell you, I respect nothing more than Anthony's ability to improv and not crack, because you know how I am, where I'm like a little kid who's like trying to get away with a lot, and I get 3 seconds into whatever we're doing. He can just go forever like that.
It's great.
Love him.
Wait, you don't think he was serious? You don't think he's seriously gonna try to text Oscar Isaac right now about this? What a liar.
I didn't think that through if he'd actually, liar. If that was a joke to him, you know, our livelihood here. Fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, 4 best friends gather around this table. I'm going to shoot the shit about their life and apparently try to get Marissa Tomei.
What
to
do we anything. Name this episode in a way that can explain it?
The boys try to get Marissa Tomei on the is Marissa Tomei on this podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just use an AMA thing with questions all around her. You know what I mean? Question marks all around her. That's what you do.
I like that.
Good job, exactly. We have fun making the show with you and hanging out with you and hanging out with each other. It's always a great time. Thank you. If you have fun with us, please go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Kick us a few bucks. You can get the show ad free. You can get it with the exclusive post show we are about to do. And you can just ask questions, be part of it. Joey has made the form. just random, just a random form of what do you want to say to what she, how did she says KF podcast reactions. Please send in your reaction slash commentary on what you think the boys will talk about when on the podcast this week.
Perfect.
So perfect, you can right. have an out of context. What the fuck are we talking about? Response next time around. That'll be good. Like I said, though, post show now. Everything else later. You get the show for free with ads and no post show at youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a post show to do. But until next time, for everybody else, it's been our pleasure to serve you.